Welcome to Pass to the Core podcast. My name is Stephen. Thank you for joining me today. So, this episode is going to be about the game against Arsenal at home. It was, I do apologise, it's incredibly windy here, and in my office the wind is buffeting the window where I record my podcast, so please excuse any strange noises you might hear. The game against Arsenal was one of the first games that we've had a crowd back in at Selhurst Park, and I think that was fantastic. There was a lot of people there to celebrate the other thing that was happening that day, which was the last home game for Roy Hodgson as manager of Crystal Palace. And it was great to see the fans giving him a great reception as he came in through the tunnel. We had a guard of honour from the Arsenal and Crystal Palace players, and he was presented, him and Ray Lewington were presented with gifts by Steve Parish. So it was great to see that, and I hope that he will understand. There's been tweets and things on Twitter and Instagram for the last few days from the Palace players like Zaha and Townsend saying about how much they loved working with him, and I think that's true. I think that players did enjoy working with him. I think he was in a very difficult situation in the last couple of seasons. I think that we've had a bit of a problem with finances and getting players in, but I'm going to talk about a little bit more of that after I talk about the game. So it was a game that I think we should have drawn. I think we should have got a draw. By the way, I forgot to say it already. I've already said what, but anyway, if you haven't seen the game yet, or you want to see the game before you listen to this podcast, please do go and see the game, and then come back and listen to my report on the show, on the game itself, because that would be the easiest thing to do, certainly. But anyway, I'll get back into it. I think we should have got a draw out of the game. I think that we didn't play that badly at all. I think that we had some good spells during the game. And it was the return of Gaita in goal after Butler's game against Aston Villa. And then they had Terry Mitchell. He was back in the side. Gary Cahill, James Tompkins and Joel Ward. James Tompkins got a whole 90 minutes this time, so that was fantastic to see him putting in a whole 90 minutes and coming away unscathed. Jeffrey Schlupp, James McCarthy and Kiyote in the middle. So Kiyote not in his defensive role, he's on his in midfield role this time. Zaha, Benteke and Townsend up front. So, well, I guess up front, you've got Townsend and Zaha as the wingers. Benteke in the middle kind of thing. That it worked in that kind of way. It was a 3-3-4 formation, really. But it was good to see that that we had Kiyote in the middle. It was good to see James Tompkins getting a full game again. That was really good. And obviously no Eze, because he's got this Achilles injury, which I don't think they've updated us on how serious it is. Then I know he was going to go for specialist advice, but it looks like he might be out from a period of next season, so the first few months, which is going to be very difficult for the squad and the team to deal with. But of course, I'm going to talk about that after the game. So the game started pretty well, I think, for us. Actually, we had we ended up with 12 shots on goal, 8 on target, which is one of the best games we've had lately in terms of shots on goal. And Arsenal actually had less than that, and so it was good to see that we were getting the shots in on goal. Would have been nice to have had a couple more on target, but I think that the fact that we did get 8 on target in the game is actually pretty impressive for us. And I'm just going to go down and get some more information. Yeah, possession, we had 31%. Arsenal had 69%. So it was one of those games that, we tend to give away a lot of possession, or let the other team have a lot of possession, I should say, when we're playing other teams. But it wasn't as bad as sometimes. We had quite a few shots on goal, more than Arsenal did. And overall, I think that we did batter quite hard. We got a lot of the players in good positions. I think that we were working quite hard on that situation. And it was good to see that we were creating chances. It's been a while since we've created chances like that so well, but we were creating good chances, so it was good to see that as well. I know Kiyote was saying that he and the team wanted to play really well for Roy Hodgson's last home game, and I think they did play really well, but unfortunately it just ended up not being our day. So the first goal came on 35 minutes, and it was our boy Benteke again, another header. He scored, I think, 4 goals in 4 games now. So he's really hitting a great run of form. I hope that this carries on into the European Championships, and also it goes on into next season. Will he stay? I mean, this is what's being talked about. Is he going to stay or is he going to go? I think that he won't want the season to end. I think he's in that kind of mood at the moment. He'll just want to keep going. It's good that he's going to be playing in the European Championships because it might keep his form up. I don't know whether he will stay or go. He is one of the higher wage earners in the club, and certainly if we want to get new players in and rebuild the squad, we might have to get rid of some of the higher wage earners. So it looks like it may be a case of he will go in the summer, but we have to make sure we bring someone in who can score goals. You know, Benteke's got, I think, 9 this season now, which isn't a huge amount for a striker, but it's certainly more than he's had for a very long time. So it's good to see him hitting a bit of form, and hopefully the last few games of the season we'll be able to keep that going anyway. And that's pretty much how it stayed for the first half. It was just our goal was the separator into half time. And I say, we were playing well. We were creating some good chances. Second half started off pretty much the same. Although Arsenal were trying and succeeding and getting on the front foot a little bit by then. And then on 62 minutes, they scored the equaliser. And that was a Nicolas Pepe, I believe. I think it was Nicolas Pepe. He scored the equaliser. And at that point, you know, you kind of think to yourself, well, it's been that way for the last few years. We've tended to draw quite a lot with Arsenal, and I thought that was how it was going to go again. Although it was fairly early in the second half to concede the equaliser, I was hoping that we could at least either get one back or keep it at level pegging, and that would have been a good result for us again. But unfortunately, it didn't work out that way. We did our little thing of bringing on substitutes late on, and we brought on Jordan Ayew on for Christian Benteke around the 79th minute, and Reid World on for James McCarthy around 82 minutes. So it was, you know, there was some late substitution going on, but I think what Roy was trying to do is bring on some fresh legs to keep us at the way that we were. But unfortunately, it didn't work out that way. And on 91 minutes, Gabriel Martinelli got the second goal for Arsenal, and it was hard to see that goal go in. But you know, at 2-1, you know, it was one of those things. I think it was a bit harsh considering what happened, but they did get a third right in the death. Literally 95th minute, Pepe got his second one of the game. And I was really disappointed, I think, in that, because I think that we did work really hard. I don't think we deserved to go down 3-1. And you know, there were people who were complaining about Zaha because he was trying to get penalties and things like that. I think he was just trying his best at the time to get something out of the game and to try and get a goal. And, you know, whether you believe that he was faking or not, whether he went down too early or was trying to get a foul, I think that, you know, the team themselves were trying to work really hard to try and get the equaliser and then try and get something back from the game. I think 1-1 would have been a better result. I think it was a more deserved result rather than being 3-1 down. And that was the end of the game. And of course now we're going on to the last couple of games of the season, and there is already speculation about who is going to be taking over from Roy Hodgson. It's looking like it's not going to be Frank Lampard, even though he was the front runner at one point. He seems to have taken his name out of the hat. And I haven't got the verbatim what he said about it, but it, from what I could read, he said that it was going to be a big rebuilding job, which it will be. It'll be a huge rebuilding job to get the team back up to a decent young age again. And he just felt that it was going to be too much of a relegation battle with the club. And I think that that's a fair point to say. I think unless you're bringing in a number of younger, better players, you're going to have to rely a lot on some of the older players again. And it is going to be tough. It was tough this season. It's going to be even tougher next season. They're going to be a year older. And, you know, fitness does drop away as you get older. That's just one of those things that happens. So I can understand where he's coming from, but I think there's also a little aspect to this that he wants to play for a big club. He said in an interview that he wants to come back to a bigger club. And so I think if we had managed to sign him, I think he would have only been with us a season or two anyway, because he would have seen Palace as a stepping stone to other things. I don't think he would have seen a long-term job for him at Crystal Palace. I think it was always ever going to be a stepping stone for him, which, you know, we don't really want. We don't want someone who's going to come in for a season or two and then go. We want someone who's going to stay and rebuild the squad and make it their own and bring in the young players and do all those things that we want to see happening at the club. And hopefully, maybe push us on a little bit higher in the league. Will that happen? I really don't know. And I think there could be another aspect to it in terms of finances. You know, we don't know what Steve Parish has said to Frank Lampard. We don't know what he's promised in terms of finances to managers who are going to come in. If there isn't a lot of money on the table, and you know, with everything going on with COVID, there isn't a lot of money around, would Frank Lampard want that? Would you want to come into a squad that doesn't have a lot of money, that has an old squad, and then being expected to basically overhaul the entire team? It's something that Roy Hodgson has struggled with this season. I think he would love to have done some rebuilding last season. And while we brought a couple of people in, I think he would have liked to have done more rebuilding last season. But I think with COVID and nobody in the ground, no concessions coming in, I think it really hit the finances hard. And I think that's one of the reasons why they didn't do it last year. And could also be one of the reasons why they're not able to do it this year. I mean, will they have the kind of funding that they need to bring in 5-6 players that they're going to need to replace some of the older ones that we've got at the moment? I don't know. And you know, and you're going to have to find a manager who's going to be able to do that and keep us in the Premier League, because I think if we drop down, then we run the risk of losing any good players that we've still got, like Eze or Zaha if he's still here. And also, we're going to risk losing the players that we've brought in to help us this season. You know, and you've got youngsters who are going to be looking to play in the Premier League. Would they stay, or would they want to be going to a Premier League club? All those kind of unanswered questions if you drop down a league. And hopefully that isn't going to happen. We're going to get some good players coming in. I know there's talk about us looking at various players, but there always is. You know, I think we've looked at every player in the entire world at one time or another. So it's going to be difficult. It's not going to be a walk in the park. You know, don't think that now Roy's gone and a new manager's coming in that we're going to start climbing the league, because it's going to be a tough couple of years. We're going to have to work really hard to rejuvenate the squad and get ourselves into a fighting chance again. It's going to be tough. And I hope that we can at least stay in the league next year. I think that's going to be the basic goal for the new manager, is just to stay in the league so that we can keep the money to rebuild the squad. But let me know what you think. I'd love to hear what you think about it, whether you think Frank Lampard would have been a good job, would have been a good candidate. Who do you think would come in if not Frank Lampard? Who do you think would be a good manager for the club long term in terms of rebuilding? Sam Allardyce has, of course, left for West Bromwich Albion. Maybe he would come in. But, you know, although he got us playing really well, we got us out of trouble, he's not really a long-term manager, is he? He's more of a troubleshooter these days. He comes into clubs that are in trouble and tries to save them. I think West Bromwich Albion is one of the first clubs he hasn't been able to save. So I think that's more of his career now. He comes and goes. He dives in and out of clubs. He doesn't tend to stay around very long. But I want to know your thoughts. Who do you think would be your ideal manager at the club? Who would you like to bring in to replace some of the older players? You can get hold of me on Twitter and on Instagram. And thank you for watching, or not watching, listening. Although this is going to be one of the first episodes to go on my new Palace to the Core YouTube channel. So if you'd rather listen to it on YouTube, please go ahead and do that. Like and subscribe and all that good stuff. Thank you very much for joining me. And until next time, CoIP.